everyone. Good evening. I'm Chris Cahill coming to you live from SkidrowStudios.com, real radio on the internet. My show is called Psychic Every Day, and I welcome you. Thank you so much for tuning in, for listening. I just want to mention, first of all, those of you who've been listening every week, thank you so much for doing so. And I will continue to bring you another show tonight that's about another topic having to do with all things psychic. We are also at Skid Row Studios. We are live streaming the show. So if you would like to watch the show, watch me doing this on live on air. Here I am. Hi, Mindy. If you want to watch live, you can go to livestream.com and look for Skid Row. I have that correct? Yeah. Good.
Skid Row Studios.
SkidRowStudios.com. Skid Row Studios on livestream.
Yeah, just search Skid Row Studios and it should show up on livestream. Also, make sure you sign up for one of the free accounts.
Awesome. That's great. Thank you. I meant to say that last week and I didn't. So there you have it. And so welcome. I will be giving readings during tonight's show, and I'll get into, you know, all of what we're going to be doing tonight in just a moment. But just to give you the heads up, the number here is 1-800-893-9562. If this is your first time listening in, welcome. Thank you. I just want to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a professional psychic. I'm a clairvoyant. And this is what I do full time pretty much every day. I mean, you know, I do take days off too. I have to, like everyone else. But I'm a psychic. I give readings. I'm a teacher. I make recordings of meditations. I work with energy. I'm a healer. I write about all this stuff too. And I also use my own abilities in my life and in my daily life. And I think it's fun being psychic. And that's why I call the show Psychic Every Day. The every day is one word. And every day means normal. This means like it's every day. It's normal. It's regular. It is what it is. And it's part of you. So you are psychic too. And so here's what I'll be doing tonight. I won't be proving that to anybody, but I'll be having some fun with it. I'm going to be talking tonight about my topic for tonight on June 19th, 2013, is letting go of control and learning to trust, which is kind of a mouthful. I'm really focusing just to get started with on the letting go of control, you know, letting go of the energy of needing to control or feeling like you have to be in control all the time or all the rest of it. And if you're a human being, you're probably at one point or another have tried to control somebody or something. And so let's get into that. We'll talk about what that means and what that's about, what the energy of control is, and also some ways that you might be able to let go of some of that too. And then I'll talk about trust as well. So again, you can call in during the show to get a reading if you would like to, and I will be giving readings about this topic, little mini readings. So anyway, I look forward to hearing from you. So let me just get started here. This is really about, you know, what is psychic about control? What is psychic anyway? Like, what is control issues and trust and all the rest of it have to do with being psychic? Being psychic actually is life. It's just part of who you are. It's included in your own information, in your own energy. You already are sensitive to energy. That's what being psychic means, by the way. And sometimes when you're really sensitive to some energy or other, or you feel kind of out of control with something, with an outcome you really want, or with a relationship, or with something you're worried about, you might start going into a big control mode. You just start to try to control everything and make it work in a certain way. And that's psychic, because then that's you not working with the energy, but against it. So when you try to control, when you really become a control freak, you don't necessarily make yourself safer or make it easier to get what it is you want. You might have just forgotten to look at the spirit or the energy of what is the truth in the whole thing for you. So sometimes, you know, all of us, we might have grown up with different levels of needing to control or feeling like we had to. You might have been a little controller for other people since you were very young because you were, you know, not safe unless you did. You felt like you had to control. Or perhaps you have been handling the energy of somebody else who's been very controlling, trying to make something work in a certain way. And, you know, this might be somebody you know, somebody in your family. It might be someone you don't know. You just run into this person and you start to see, wow, that's an uber control. You know, somebody who's just really tight or really needs to try to keep everything together. Now, keeping it all together also goes against the energy of working with your spirit. And it's also against kind of the opposite of learning how to trust and let go. When you learn how to let go and begin to work with the spirit of yourself and that trusting ability you have, it makes it much easier for you to see what's really happening rather than thinking you have to go at it from a particular way of doing things. So let me get into this a little bit. I do have a lot of notes here that I took to kind of keep this grounded and organized. First of all, key point. This is number one. You really don't have any control over anything or anyone outside of yourself. Yay! That's actually freeing, isn't it? You really don't have any control over stuff outside of you. And what are you? Well, there's your body and there's your energy, your spirit, and your aura is included in that. Your own space, you. You don't really have any control. There's no guarantees that this and that will happen, or life actually didn't come with any guarantees. It sort of came with a, you know, enter at your own risk clause. But hey, it can be a lot of fun, can't it? And look at all the stuff you get to learn how to do and play with once you're here. When you try to control outside situations and people, bend them to your will, you know, try to make something happen, you might have to spend so much energy trying to make this work that it just seems to be like you're swimming upstream. Now, I want to make a distinction between trying to control everything and owning something. So you might be trying to control and make stuff happen, or you might also in your life have something that you own or that you're working on or a project or something you're the manager of. Maybe you're the director of it, or you're the person who's in charge, and you have to own it. You have to own what it is you're doing, which means that you need to know how to delegate and you need to know how to trust your own direction. You need to be able to be an authority. But if you are doing that from a place of letting everybody under you, everybody working for you, have their own space, and not try to control every single little thing, it'll be a lot easier. Here's an example. The TSA. So here we have now in this country for almost this whole century, a huge amount of control in our travel. It's very difficult. It's made travel a lot less fun than it used to be. And this is supposed to be making everyone feel safer. And it generally kind of doesn't. It usually just irritates people or gets in their way. And there's all kinds of weird abuse stories that come out. I know it's necessary to be looking and seeing, and I'm not trashing the TSA, but I'm just saying, look at that level of control. So however you feel about it, there is a whole new level of control in how we live every day. Now, you know, now we're looking at the, you know, NSA and listening to people's calls and all that sort of thing. So rather than, I'm not going on a diatribe against any of this, but what I'm just trying to make a point is control and control issues. None of us have any control over any of that, by the way. But we do have control within. And that's the point. When you start to create control over yourself from within yourself, it changes a lot of what you attract to yourself and how you experience all of the other stuff going on in the outside world. That's where it gets pretty cool. That's where you begin to get to know your own spirit, your own energy, your own self, and you start to change how control works for you and what your relationship is to it. The number here is 1-800-893-9562. I am Chris Cahill, coming to you live with a show here at skidrowstudios.com. Psychic Every Day is the show. And I welcome you and thank you for listening and for calling in. So continuing with this whole issue here about control, about spiritual control, having control over yourself. If you're trying to control others and you keep trying, it just feels sometimes like you're swimming upstream or you're banging your head against a wall, you might be doing it to try to get something else. It might be that actually the thing you really want to achieve is something that's, you know, you think you have to control everything to get there. So it's kind of, this is an important thing to kind of try to be conscious of for yourself. What is your main objective when it comes down to it? What is it you're trying to achieve when you control? What is it you really want to get to? And often what people will do is they'll figure, well, okay, I want that thing way down there, but I'm never going to get it unless I do this, 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 and this, and this. You know, and they go into this whole long-winded machination thing about how they're going to get to what they really want. What I'd like to suggest is actually just be honest about what you really want. Tell yourself, what is it? What is the thing you prefer? What works for you? And that's where the trusting part starts to come in. So if you're letting go of the need to control the outcome, realizing that often you just don't have control over it, but you start to control what's inside, you know, learn how to control you, how to know what your energy is, to be able to control how you are affected by something or other, that can make it a lot easier. Now, why does anybody want to control? Well, how about the illusion of safety? A lot of people try to control, and that can be you, and it could be me, and it could be somebody else we know, that have tried to control something or other in order to be safe, or because they don't feel safe. That's an illusion. The control doesn't make you any safer. It just might have you in a place where you're thinking, oh, okay, if I keep controlling this, I'm going to be safe. If your desired outcome is safety or validation or being well or something else, becoming conscious about what it is you really want really helps, because otherwise you might get a little stuck in thinking, I have to do this, you know, in order to get this. It's all the times that people say, I want to win the lottery. And my reaction is, yeah, that would be fun, but what is it you really want? Well, I need all that money so I can go do this thing. And I'm like, well, what if you could just say that I really want this thing to start with, and then start to let the magic happen? You know, being conscious about what you do really want, what's the outcome for? It's not necessarily just about holding on to all the money. It's about what it can do for you. Money's energy. So start using energy to create the thing rather than thinking you have to control how you're going to get it. When you begin to work with your spirit, it makes it so much easier to be consciously aware of what it is is working for you and how it's coming and how it's flowing your way. And so that expression, everything is under control, that's kind of a fun one. It's often an illusion or a lie, unless you're saying it sarcastically. Oh yes, everything is under control. There's no predetermined outcome. But that's where we get into trust. And I'll be getting to trust in a few minutes here. Hi, everyone. If you're just joining me, I welcome you. I am Chris Cahill. You are listening to SkidRowStudios.com, real radio on the internet. And I invite you to call in and get a reading tonight. I'm going to call it a trust reading or a letting go reading or however you want to phrase your question. But you can call 1-800-893-9562. Also, check us out on live stream because the show is live right now. And you can see me sitting here in the studio just talking to you about control, baby. So people who try to control everything are often afraid. You know, just look at that. When you yourself are trying to control something, you might be in fear over it. And you might be covering up your fear with control, thinking that if you have control, you'll be just fine. A lot of times people start to really feel that when they're losing control over a situation, that it's just then it's out of their control. They feel very uncomfortable or unhappy. And some of the biggest control freaks I know have no control over their own energy. They don't really know what their energy is. They don't really have an awareness of what's them and what's not them. And I'm not judging them for that. I'm just making a point that actually that's where your control begins and ends. And if you have forgotten that, and it's been hard for you to know your own energy and to love your own energy and to have forgiveness for all of that, you know, whatever you think is wrong or what you might have made a mistake doing or something else, that's the place to work. So when I talk about this, what I'm saying is, you having control over yourself or from within can mean that you decide, you know what, I've decided I'm through with this invalidation. I'm just through with this energy that where I just don't feel good about myself, or, you know, I don't like how I'm doing things, or, you know, I always hold myself back from creating something. I'm just afraid I'm going to fail. It's not going to go well. And so I'm not going to do it. And I'm just tired of that energy. I'm tired of that invalidation. And you can see, you know, if this is you, or, you know, substitute some other word for invalidation, that the energy in your space is what's controlling you. You're being controlled by the invalidation, or by the lack of self-love, or by the fear, or by something else. And when you're being controlled by those outside energies, it's hard to remember sometimes that those energies are not your truth. There's something else that you took on or that's been sitting in your space, kind of weighing you down. And when you start to let go of those energies and start to learn more about your energy, it's easier to let go of that illusion of control. It makes it easier for you to simply decide, I'm going to have control over my emotions today. I'm deciding that I'm going to work with them. I'm not going to fight them. I need to control how I feel, but allow myself to have the control within. So you see, there's also a difference. When I talk about you having control over you, it's about allowing yourself, knowing who you are, trusting who you are, and loving who you are, among other things. So I'm kind of doing, you know, this is a huge, huge topic. This is something that we could go on and on about, but it is a big one, and it's been coming up quite a lot lately for me with different clients and students and people going through a time of wanting to let go, or feeling like they need to let go, or just not sure why they keep getting stuck in something. And they might be in this illusion of, I have to control this. For anything to happen, I have to control it. We're all kind of trained to do that. You know, I started off June. This is my third show in June, or third show, I think it is. Yes. I started off June with the theme for the whole month of June 2013, the way I said it, is bringing your self-image into present time. So I've been working with this theme all month and creating different kinds of things around it, meditations and, you know, readings. I have a special self-image reading I'm doing now that's on my website. It's my monthly special for June. And then also the radio, you know, my radio shows. And when you start to let go of control and start to work with trust, that's a huge way to bring your own self-image into present time, to kind of really get into here and now with you, with who you are, with where you're at, with what your truth is. And what if it was your truth, your own truth, to actually just let go of the things you can't control and allow yourself to be more in a space of trust? What if you could do that? Can you just imagine what a healing that would be for you? So continuing, you know, when things are out of control around you, and they are all the time, you know this, it can be the economy that's out of control or seems to be. The weather, none of us have control over the weather. We certainly don't. Or certain relationships, other people. Your life sometimes can feel out of control. Actually, when things start to fall apart in some of those places or start to kind of, you know, not, you just start to feel like you're losing grip of something or a hold on something, it might sound a little counterintuitive, but that can be the healing for you. When the control ends, when you have to stop, when you have to let go or step back from something, when you are forced to, when something implodes, maybe a relationship, implodes on you, or and you didn't see it coming. You thought you had control over it and you didn't. Or your job. Or maybe you're just done with the way you've been doing things. It's just too much on your space or your body for you to be taking on some of that. So when that blows up, or if it falls apart, it can feel like a real crisis. It can feel like a thing that you're like, wow, where did that come from? I didn't see it coming. Or you might have been seeing it coming. You might have been dreading it for a while. But that's where the healing begins. Because that's where you start to find what it's like to actually be without that thing. The thing you've been perhaps resisting or dreading, worrying about, you know, holding, needing to hold on to. And I wrote a piece called Sometimes the Unraveling is the Healing. And here's how it begins. When everything in your world seems to be unraveling, it's not easy to see how healing is taking place. If you've held tightly onto what has been, to the things you thought were real, it's even more painful when those things begin to fall apart. But that is where the healing starts to happen. It is in the destruction sometimes. And I'm not suggesting you go around and destroy things in your life just because, you know, you want to see what that's like. Most people wouldn't do that anyway. It's just simply that sometimes the thing has to go. It's time to change. And it's a letting go of the control, and you start to be able to have more space for you. Now, I'd like to remind you, everyone, I am Chris Cahill. This is Psychic Everyday Radio at SkidRowStudios.com. I am a psychic, and I'm offering you a reading. And if you'd like to get one tonight, you can call me at 1-800-893-9562. And I look forward to hearing from you. Continuing with the theme, letting go of control. And I want to just add to that, you know, letting go of control you don't have anyway. And you can see that too in our culture right now with the way that the rules are changing. All of the things that have been falling apart, some of the things that have been falling apart over the past few years are really healing things. You know, this country is starting to welcome and decide that it can have marriage for anybody. You know, gay marriage is the thing. It's a big thing. And it's just simply allowing other people, letting other people, even if you don't see yourself in them or you don't agree with them, to have the rights that you have. It's letting go of the control you thought should exist. And that's based on rules. So sometimes the control is based on rules and agreements that are very old. And so when we look at the bigger picture about letting go of that control, a lot of that is just changing the agreements, changing the rules. When you change your own internal rules, you decide to let go of control within you, and just to be able to have, you know, to have joy or peace in your life, or less responsibility that isn't yours, you actually give yourself a great healing. Even if people around you aren't ready for that, even if they want you to still hold on to the control, or they're still in the old game, or they're still in the fear or the drama, or worried, you know, because things are hard for a lot of people now. So even if others are sitting in that and you decide, well, this is too much. I can't do this anymore. I have to start to heal myself. I have to learn how to let go of that stuff. When you start to do that, others will benefit. Even if they don't decide to do it for themselves, or, you know, they may never, or they might blame you because all of a sudden you're not matching to them anymore. You're in a different place. But that would be you deciding to trust yourself and to open yourself up to life in a different way. Here's some of the cool things that happen when you start to trust yourself. When you start to decide that, okay, there's a really good reason I'm here. I decided I wanted to be here. It's not just a crapshoot. There's a reason. And maybe I don't understand all the reasons or even the whole point of it, but hey, what's fun about being here? What are the good things I have? What are the abilities I have? What are the things that start to make it work for me? What makes it joyful to be a human this lifetime? And you go from there. I have a reading, and I am going to give my first reading in the show tonight. I'd love to hear from my caller. Hi. I believe you are.
Hi.
You're live. What's your name?
My name is Ashish. I guess you know me.
Hello, Ashish. I do know you. Welcome. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from, just so everybody here knows?
Los Angeles.
All right. Fabulous. So tell me, what's your question? Unless you have a comment. I didn't mean to assume, but go ahead.
No, it's more of a question. I think, you read it right. My question is, I understand, we cannot, we can let go of the control. And the question was, how do we know and how do we defend when somebody's trying to control? It can happen sometime, right?
Yes, you mean like when somebody else is trying to control you?
Yeah, I mean, in a real life or, in the spiritual life, somewhere,
Yeah.
In case that happens, what do we do?
Well, the picture that I see with this is, the picture is in your question. And in your question, what there's an assumption that you'd have to defend it or fight it off in some way. And what I'd like to say is actually you don't. You'll find that, and you know this already, that people will be, or energy will be, trying to control. And one of the best ways that I can see here for this question is just about letting this go, is first and foremost, letting it go. Like just deciding, okay, there it is. I see it. I know it's there. I'm aware of it, or I feel it, or however you sense it, you have an awareness. It might even be that it's standing right in front of you and you know that this person's trying to control me. So letting it go, just deciding it's not your problem. If someone's trying to control you, that isn't your problem. That is their problem. And second of all, and this is very important and it's very helpful, letting go of the resistance to the control. So, the person who needs to control everything, and it might be, it's somebody you've worked with or someone you've known or whatever, but there might be a person that you've known that has tried to control everything, and it can be very bothersome. Maybe they're trying to control a lot of people, or maybe it's just simply a constant amount of control. If you start to not resist it, meaning you don't have to fight it, you don't have to make it your problem to solve, that makes it easier for this energy to clear. Like it just won't stick. And if somebody keeps throwing energy at you or trying to get you to do something and you keep not resisting it and letting it go, it gets pretty boring to start to keep throwing that energy at you after a while. You know what I'm saying?
That's correct.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So if we just, do not resist and let it go, will it affect us? Probably not. I guess the answer is no.
Sometimes it might affect you until you become conscious of it. So you might, the control energy might have been there for a while and you weren't conscious of it, but then you started to become conscious of it. And this can also be on a spiritual level where there's a spiritual control, an energy control, which could be in the form of a belief or a picture or an agreement or anything. And then you become conscious and you change it. You can decide to change it. It's just your choice, not anybody else's. And that makes it change too. So the main thing is if you try to control back or you resist the energy, it won't stay. It won't go away. You'll still be in the battle. So when I look at you with this, because I'm kind of working here as telling you, giving you that on that level without the picture. The picture was the one I saw at the beginning of I see a picture of you being a little bit in resistance to some of the controls and also on the defense. And you've been getting better at that. Like it's how you've been letting go of certain kinds of energies or pain that have come into your space. And what I'm looking at what looks like it works for you is just deciding it's not your problem and keep moving it out. You don't have to respond to it. You don't have to answer it back. Okay?
Okay. Okay,
good luck.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Ashish. Thanks for calling. And thanks for listening.
Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Good night. Bye. Hi, everyone. I am Chris Cahill. It is Wednesday night, June 19th, 2013. And that means I'm coming to you live with a show until 8 o'clock Pacific time. I will be taking some more callers. I'm giving readings. You might have heard the last one, and I'm talking about control and trust and letting go of, you know, control energies and letting go of being a control person, or where you feel like you need to control everything. This is a tough one. It's not, you know, it really does have a lot to do with being psychic, because if you are working from this perspective of your psychic abilities and how those work for you and how do you get your psychic abilities to work for yourself, if you feel like you have to control everything you see or become aware of, you're going to get in some trouble. So if you start to realize, oh, hey, wait a minute, there's that energy again, and I don't have control over it, I'm going to trust that I can just let it go. Now, one of my favorite ways of letting go of control energy, and it works, I'm telling you, it does work. You just have to find the way that works for you, like whatever it is that triggers it for you. Amusement. You've got to find some amusement. You've got to find something that makes you laugh. And it can be, for me, sometimes it's like, you know, going on YouTube and finding Monty Python videos or something like that. And I will just laugh. Just something really intelligent and funny and silly. For you, it might be something completely different. So I have another caller.
Just something really intelligent.
Hi, welcome. Oh, lost him. Yeah, we lost you, caller. You might want to call back. So continuing, yes, control. And then what's the next step after control? Trust. Trust is the key to moving forward. Trust is the next step. Trust is the thing that you already practice every day. Just think about it. You know, you trust that people driving their cars next to you are going to stay in their lane. That's a lot of trust. And that trust is based on agreements. Because we have agreements. We're going to follow the traffic laws, and it works for all of us. These are controls that are good because we have an agreement that, you know, you in order to, in this particular country, to get a driver's license, you have to pass a test. I mean, there's a trust there. That doesn't mean everybody pays attention on the road. So then the other part of the trust is trusting that you are paying attention, and then you see what's going on around you. So trust is the key to moving ahead. My caller just called back. Hi.
Hi, I'm a different caller.
Oh, you are? Well, thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Renee.
Renee, where are you calling from?
Roland Heights.
Excellent. Well, thank you for calling and for listening. What can I do for you? Do you have a comment or question?
I was just wondering if there was anything you could tell me as a psychic.
Well, I can give you a little reading here, but what is it you'd like me to look at? Give me something to go with here. We got it just a couple minutes.
Romance, definitely. I am currently separated and would like to see,
Great. Let me just take a look at the picture I see. And you know, because of the theme I'm doing tonight, what I'm doing is kind of working that energy into the reading. But the picture I see is, and it looks like you're right at the point. You're just about, it's a fun picture. The picture is you got a new bathing suit and you're getting ready to go get on the diving board and go jump back into the pool. And so you're starting off with the, you know, getting yourself back up to speed with jumping back into the pool. And it looks like you're starting with the low dive, you know, like the one that's the closest to the pool, so it's not such a deep dive into the pool. And that's what goes along with this. The question of romance is the picture of you starting to trust again, starting to trust that you can jump back in. And I see that this actually has to do, the bigger picture here is you deciding, it looks like what you went through with the breakup and all of this stuff, the transformation you've been through, has helped you start to, the picture I see is it jarred you awake a little bit within yourself, like in a good way, you know, where I see there's a clarity that you may not have had for a while. And at this present time juncture, when I see you starting to dive back in the pool, the picture I see is if you can keep it fun for yourself right now, just like let yourself have fun. No perfection needed, no need to control the outcome yet at all, if ever. It's more about the having. It looks like it's about you starting to get validated again, being able to be validated. I say, you know, absolutely, you're going for it, but go for it. Have fun. Do it with a perspective of fun.
Okay. Cool.
And it looks like
that sounds about right.
Yeah. Looks like you're ready. You're absolutely at the point of jumping in. Right on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for calling and for listening in. Have a good night.
Yeah, definitely.
Good luck with your next steps.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. We are talking trust now. And as you can see from that last caller, it is all about trust when you jump back in that dating pool. And I think that's a good thing. She looks like she's absolutely ready for it. She is looking like she's ready for the fun. Let's see. Got another one right here. I will just give another reading.
I think that's a good thing.
Hi there.
She's absolutely ready for it.
Hello, caller.
She's ready for the fun.
Caller, your radio is on.
I will give another reading. I think that's a good thing.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Can you turn your radio down, please? Because you're really coming into my show.
Yes.
Yeah, just turn it down all the way, please.
Hello.
There you go.
Hi, can you turn your radio down?
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
This is Carla, Chris. How are you?
Carla.
I'm so glad I caught your show. This is Carla from Chicago.
Oh, Carla, how are you? Good to hear your voice.
You too. It's awesome.
Thanks.
And I love the show and that you're talking about trust. And I actually have a question.
Tell me.
Well, it's sort of... why I'm going through this thing like where the more I try to let go, the more I feel like it's holding on.
Oh, awesome. This is fabulous. Let's go right for the picture. This is great. Because I saw it right away. The picture is, I'm really sorry, but it's a really fun picture. But the picture is that you're in the middle of a fountain, kind of like the really beautiful Buckingham Fountain. And
okay.
You know how the Buckingham Fountain in downtown, like when the lights go on at night and the colors, and it's really pretty. And I see it's just getting started, like the fountain's just starting, and it's got, you know, just a little bit of color and all this stuff. And then it starts to pick up from all different parts of the fountain, and you're trying to control it. You're trying to control the water or control the flow is the picture. You keep trying to make it, like it looks like you feel like you're going to get wet. Or you're worried that you're going to get wet, and you keep trying to control the flow. And when I look at the energy behind it, looks like energy absolutely not yours. It looks like it's fear, not yours. It does look maternal, matriarchal, kind of maternal fear, an energy of control and fear on that, on a female, you know, like on a mother level. But it's not blaming your mother. It's just simply the energy is this picture of somehow you inheriting or holding on to a certain level of fear that goes to that place. And it's not that, because you have all this trust too. You have all this spiritual ability and trust, and you're a healer, and you have all these things that work for you. But there's this energy of control that it looks like you get only so far, and then you hit the wall where you hit that fear. And when I look at you, and I'm giving you like the tiny little once over here because I only have a few minutes, but the picture that I see is in terms of the letting go of this is, it looks like some of what I was starting to get into earlier, which is the amusement. And I also see another picture of you trying to teach your 5-year-old self how to roller skate. So it's like you, the adult in present time, being very, very patient with your 5-year-old self and trying to teach yourself, that little girl, how to be safe on roller skates. And it's like the 5-year-old saying, but I'm going to fall over. And you, the adult, saying, no, no, it's okay. If you fall over, you just get back up. It's all right.
Right.
And that's the picture. It's like you talking to that little child and saying, hey, little Carla, it's okay. You'll be fine. You're not going to get hurt in the roller rink. And like, think about if you ever went to the roller rink. I used to go a lot when I was a teenager, when, you know, back when the roller rink was I don't even know what it's like now, but it was pretty fun. And the music you'd sort of roll to. And I'm looking at that as in this picture, you finding the music that you need to help yourself roller skate with safety, with trust, actually, knowing that it's
with the flow.
Going with the flow. Don't try to shut off Buckingham Fountain with your hands.
Just jump in and get wet, and it's okay.
Jump in and get wet. It's all good.
Oh, Chris, thanks. It's so awesome to hear your show. Thanks. It's good to hear you.
Oh, Carla, thank you. It's so nice to hear your voice. And I
thanks for the reading.
Look forward to talking to you again. You're welcome. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, so don't try to shut off fountains with your hands, everybody. You'll just get water splashing in your face. We are working on trust. Trust, that's the second half of tonight's show on letting go of control and then trusting, being able to trust is the other part of that. I have another caller I would like to take right now. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
My name is Holly, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Holly, hi. Nice to hear your voice, and thank you for listening and for calling.
Thank you for having the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
It has been an exciting year or so for me, really exploring the psychic ability, and I love your show tonight because it seems to me like the more I surrender, I call it intentional surrender, where I really notice the controls and just let go, it feels like I get bombarded with even more control, like layer after layer after layer.
Isn't that fun?
Right? So like, and then I feel like I can't see it for myself. So my question for you, because it keeps coming up, is about abundance. What is the energy of abundance in my life right now?
Perfect.
I'm really aching to create some revenue, and I feel like I'm doing a lot of things right, and I'm being heard and educating, but really... I need to blow up some pictures so something comes in pretty quick.
Right. Well, the picture I see is you're hitting, and this is just the control picture. I'm kind of going for where does that come from? Because you're pretty good at scraping off what's on top of it. Like you go in through the layers, and you're good at scraping off, but this big thing that's lit up underneath it, I see a picture of your father standing on a street corner with his hand out, waiting for handouts. Now, I'm not suggesting your actual father has ever done that or that it's a wrong thing to do for anybody, but the picture is it's a lack of being able to have on some level, even if that is not, and that's not your lack, it's not even his, it's kind of a lie in your space that about what's available or how much there is or how you can have it or how much work, what you have to do to get it. And it looks like it's on a patriarchal level, like a patriarchal control level. So it's underneath the energy. It could even be your mother's father, but it's like this father energy. And it's not something that you necessarily have gotten to the bottom of yet, but it looks like that's what you're working on. And when I see you letting go of this or starting to work your way past this control, like to move it out of your space, it looks to me like the bottom line here is a lie that says it's hard, that it's really hard, that you have to play by the rules and then it's really hard. So it looks like it's a lot of effort. And so on some level, the control energy of effort saying it's not easy. But you see, what I see this is, Holly, is it's a picture that's the antithesis of the spirit. It's kind of like the opposite of you having your own spirit. And that's where the trust is, and that's where the consciousness comes in, and that's where the healing comes in. So, you know, we still do the work every day, get up and show up and do the thing, and you're capable, though. You're a very capable being. And when you start to move through the energy that has you kind of going out of your spirit and into the reasoning or the making sense of things when it comes to making money, like it looks like that's where you get into the effort about the money. You have a hard time just simply saying, okay, I'm ready for it, and then letting it come in. So, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah, this is the place to be working now. It's your spirit. It's the part of you, the truth of you, to be able to have it, to have the thing. You know, it's not true that we have to all be broke and not have anything. It's true that that's kind of how it is for a lot of people, but that's not what the truth is of abundance or of the energy of prosperity or all the rest of it. So you're working on a level of prosperity, and it looks to me that it's that spirit, but it's also bringing that spirit into the body at a deeper level, on a grounding level, on a knowing level, getting that in. And it's also about letting go of trying to control the outcome of how you get the money. So this is where the trusting comes in. It's prosperity level. It's the energy of can I have. It's the having.
Is the next step as simple as marking it up?
Well, you can do that, but you can also go deeper and start to, here's what I would do, create a mock-up that you get your answers on this. And for those of you out there who don't know what a mock-up is, it's a spiritual tool that you can use to create. It's a desire, a wish. And you already have them. Everybody already creates mock-ups. So creating a mock-up that you get your own answers on this, that you can see into it and see it more clearly. It looks like there is just a lot of rules in your space about how the money comes, and that the rules, you've got this great big, you know, having this picture of I can have it. And then it looks like all this stuff comes to the door, and there's this tiny little space that it has to get through, and it gets stuck.
Yes, and I have it, and I'm using it in my life, and I'm doing the vision work, I'm doing the market, but I am, you know.
It's a financial constipation.
In my life are telling me, well, you know, we're doing it. Like, how do you do this? How do you go, you know, minute to minute?
And so it's not the why or the overthinking it. It's the starting to work from the spirit of it even more. Not the overanalyzing or the going into how it has to be, but simply it's that letting go of the energy that's in your space that stops you from having without blaming it or becoming a victim. It's an agreement. Mm-hmm. It's an agreement. And so that's, and like I only just have another couple of seconds here, but this is definitely, this is the big place you're working, because that validates you. I see you wanting to be able to manifest and create on that level because it's validating, because then there you are using your abilities to manifest the thing you want. You're not asking it to just be given to you, but you might want to reconsider that and start saying, I can have this given to me. I don't have to work so damn bloody hard. How's that?
Wonderful.
There you go. Thank you, Holly. Thank you so much for listening and for calling. Appreciate it. Bye. Hi, everybody. I am Chris Cahill, and you are listening to Psychic Every Day at SkidRowStudios.com, real radio on the internet. I've got a few more minutes in tonight's show, and I want to get into a couple more things about this whole trusting and letting go of control stuff, you know, stuff, all that. I have a few suggestions. I usually do, but here's a few suggestions. It's different ways that you can, different things that can help you to learn to trust and let go of the need to control. Why do people usually control? Because they feel like they need to control. So, you know, if you're, you know, a kindergarten teacher and you got a room full of five-year-olds, God bless you. But on the other hand, there's the need to control that is about something else too. Number one, forgiveness. Forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. You will hear me say this in so many shows, and I'm telling you, this is a big one. If you can forgive anyone who betrayed you or hurt you, somebody who betrayed your trust, you might have really given your trust to somebody. You might have trusted your parents or trusted a partner or a husband or a wife or somebody else, somebody in your family or a friend, and then they betrayed you. And then you decided that you couldn't trust anymore. You just held on to it. And that's where you forgot that you could let go by forgiving. You could get your energy back, and you could decide to get your own power back too. So forgiveness is a big one. If a person that who hurt you knowingly or unconsciously so did it, it's kind of their problem, not yours. Now, on the other hand, if you keep trusting people who keep hurting you, then this is kind of in your corner here. This is you creating situations for yourself over and over and over because you're trying to learn something. And so your problem may be not about the trusting, but more about the valuing and knowing who you are. Anyway, but just forgiveness is number one. Number two, grounding yourself, learning how to make yourself grounded and safe. When you start to ground, and grounding is a technique and it's a tool, and you can do it in meditation, you can do it in so many ways. It's a specific technique taught in grounded meditation, but it's also something that can be just in how your home is set. Your home is grounded, you feel safe in it, or the way the energy is, you know, in your world, the way that you have things set up for yourself in your life, it's just more grounded where you feel safe. Grounding is different from controlling. When you're grounding, you're able to let go of control and able to let go of energy that gets in the way. And it's a very helpful tool. If you go to chriscahill.com, you'll see I have a lot of different things on there about grounding, but there is a meditation you can download for free and listen to. Another technique that helps you with letting go of control and trusting is knowing yourself. So knowing who you are, knowing who you're not, because sometimes people walk around thinking they're energy that they're not. And when you begin to know what is true for you and really what isn't, then you can also validate your own abilities. And that makes it easier to trust what's happening within you because you know what's happening within yourself. You can trust yourself. Here's one that I know kind of goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. Get rid of those untrustworthy people in your life, if there are any. If there are people you just, you know, they're just, you know, shadowy. You can't trust them. You just are waiting for the energy to come in. And you don't have to be around them. Maybe you don't need to. Maybe that's something to get away from. On the other hand, if it's somebody you kind of can't stay away from, maybe you work with them. You don't have control over that. Or there's somebody who lives in your building or they're a friend of a friend and you just don't trust them. Listen to your gut instinct. You know, don't go around judging them and thinking you have to, you know, diss them or give them a bad rap, but just listen to your own gut instinct. This is you trusting your own intuition too about people you don't trust. And that can actually even be a situation on the street or someplace you're out in the world. Learn to trust your intuition and you'll be safe. You won't have to worry about all that. It's not a problem. Learn to trust yourself. That's one of the key things here. And another part of this is don't take it personally if you miss. If you trust something or someone or something like, you know, that comes up for you and it doesn't work out the way you think it should, don't think you're wrong or, you know, take it all personally or think that don't become the victim of it. So learning to trust, letting go of control, these are spiritual abilities. These are tools. And when you start to work with your spirit and heal your spirit can heal your body and your life. Everything you create begins with the spirit of you. It is very true. So when you are conscious of your own spirit and energy, the same thing, you're conscious of who you are. You've decided to trust yourself. You've decided to learn who you are. And none of this is perfect, by the way. It doesn't have to be. But you start to work on all of that. It becomes easier to manifest, to create. I know I've had so many different questions come up tonight, but about relationships, about money, about things like that. These are all really important places to let your spirit shine. Because when you start to really do the trusting thing, you'll start to notice your money changing. You'll notice your career and your creativity and your information and your knowing and your relationships. All of it will change. So there you have it. And it can change for the better. Thank you so much for listening tonight. And thank you to my callers for calling on up and letting me give you a reading. I'll be back again next Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Pacific time for another live show. And just want to mention a few things. I'm Chris Cahill. You can find me at chriscahill.com. You can also find me at psychiceveryday.com. And that's my blog as well as another site I post a lot of stuff on. It's a lot of fun. And you can also subscribe to my mailing list if you'd like to on those sites, and I'll send you my newsletter. And I'm here at skidrowstudios.com every Wednesday. And you can also find my show at iTunes. So you can subscribe to this show as a free podcast on iTunes. And I thank you for that. Let's see, what else have I got to say? I would like to thank Skid Row Studios. And thank you so much, Mindy. And Jeremy, who just showed up, hello there. And hello. So we'll see you next week. Have fun. Have a good week, everyone.